USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some of the latest developments in the coronavirus fight here in the United States. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announcing this morning that the federal government's extending a deadline for Americans to file their tax returns to July 15th because of the outbreak. President Trump is expected to, very shortly, announce new restrictions on travel between the United States and Mexico, similar to the restrictions that he imposed on the northern border with Canada earlier this week. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says he supports what the president and governors have been doing so far and says more moves may be needed.
When you think you're maybe overreacting, you probably are not acting as forcefully as you should. So as we've always said, we've got to try very much to stay ahead of the curve.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The former director of FEMA under President Obama, Craig Fugate, was not happy with how his point of view on the coronavirus outbreak response was being characterized during an interview yesterday on MSNBC. He got up and left that live interview with anchor Katie Turr right in the middle of it.
Craig, you want to sit down and respond to this? I guess Craig has left.
In a tweet posted right after he left the set, Fugate apologized to anchor Turr and the MSNBC audience, saying, quote, "At the point that I'm not helping, it's time to step back," adding, "I was never good at the talking head thing anyway. This is too critical of a time to let emotions get in the way. My apologies to you and your audience." He was a Patriot for his entire career until now, when he's a Buccaneer. The 6-time Super Bowl winning QB, Tom Brady, has signed a multi-year contract with Tampa Bay. Reports are it's worth about $30 million a year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Saying the world is at war with a virus, UN officials are warning of a possible global recession. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres also said that global recession could be of record dimensions. The UN chief said people are suffering, sick, and scared. Guterres said the current responses by individual countries will not address the global scale in the complexity of the crisis.
The creativity of the response must match the unique nature of the crisis, and the magnitude of the response must match its scale. Our world faces a common enemy. We are at war with a virus.
He called for solidarity, saying political, religious, and community leaders must convey a very strong message that the fight against the virus must be done together. I'm John Clemens.
Despite the arrival of spring, it could be one of the last days without snow in the Northeast for a while. As forecasters say, cold air moving over the region this weekend could stick around well into Monday, when two storm systems will pump in moisture. That first storm expected to move from the lower Mississippi Valley to the eastern Ohio Valley by Monday, and a second storm is forecast to build along the North Carolina coast and move northeast from late Monday into Tuesday morning. If the storms mix with that cold air, we could see snow from the mountains of northern Virginia and West Virginia all the way up into central New England. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.